It's 2:35 p.m. And once again, this is your host, David Lona. And this is The Body Show. Let's talk body talk. So you guys, this will be my last show for the season. And I just want to let you all listeners know that. And but today, you know, on my show over this season, I had a lot of people that use the latest techniques to take care of the body. And today what I want to talk about is how to decorate the body. So I have my special guest in the house, Glenn West. He's a tattoo artist. Say hello to the listeners, Glenn.
How you guys doing?
Yeah, yeah, especially the ladies. Give a shout out to all the young ladies out there.
Hey, ladies, what's up?
So, you know what? Today we're going to talk about tattooing and decorating the body. And I think this is a special show for me. It's, you know, personal because I have a tattoo of my own on my right arm. And Glenn is a tattoo artist, and he has a lot of tattoos all over his body. So he's decorated that all up. So we're going to talk a little bit about the history of about when you got into art. Let's talk a little bit about your history about art.
Well, I come from a family that all does painting and stuff like that. Probably like in elementary school, I started drawing and so forth like that. Didn't really think much of it. You know, about 28 years ago, I started the process of tattooing.
So that was the first time that you picked up an actual gun? Do you call it, a gun?
Or machine.
The machine.
Guns kill people, homeboy.
Yeah, but some people get killed with a pain, so I think it's about the same.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's a machine. Scratchers call them guns, you know. We know you don't tattoo, but that's a scratcher term right there.
Okay, so it's not a gun, you guys. It's called a machine, and it's a tattoo machine. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, tattooing. So when you got into tattooing, how was the process? Like, how was your first tattoo? You remember that?
Yeah, I remember my first tattoo very clearly. I had a friend who did tattooing. He'd been tattooing about a year. I was hanging out with him, and I wanted to give it a shot, so I did one, right? And my first one was actually better than his that he had been tattooing for a year already.
Wow, so that's when you realized that tattooing was going to be like
I thought, you know what, I can do this, you know, and I had about four different friends who did tattooing, so I kind of like gravitated towards them. You know, and started picking their brains and asking them stuff. And that started the process. And for me, it was a slow process because I was more of a self-taught than anything. You know, like the proper way to go about it would be to get an apprenticeship in an established shop.
Right, right.
You know, a reputable place.
So when did you decide to buy the machine?
Right after I did the first one, I actually got a couple machines, just started doing it on the friends, you know, and started asking questions, you know, and started looking into the health side of it and so forth like that. And then just kind of like got a slow start. And then I started, you know, doing drawing more and stuff like that.
Right. So did you like buy a shop right away, or like you were just doing this out of your house, decorating people's bodies?
Yeah, I was doing it out of my house in the beginning. And 28 years ago when I started, like, that's a long time ago, you know what I'm saying? I mean, times have definitely changed. I started off real slow in the house like that, and then I picked up my first gig in a shop, you know, and then from there I started learning from those other artists in there.
Right. So I bet, you know, that's been quite a process for you. So let's talk a little bit about how to choose the part of the body that you want to put your ink on. Like, talk a little bit about that. Like, how do people decide where to put their art on?
You know, when someone comes in and they're not sure, it's totally a personal preference because they got to live with it the rest of their life. Some people come in with their girlfriend, their boyfriend, and they'll be like, the girlfriend's telling them where to put their tattoo, you know, and I pretty much tell that other person, like, they need to shut up in a nice way, you know. I don't really say it like that, but it's like that person needs to decide for themselves. If it's a certain type of design, I tell them the spots where I think it will flow best for placement of the body, because the body has a flow to it. Your arms, your ribs, you know what I'm saying?
Like, and then like, some people are smaller and some people are bigger, so mm-hmm. It wouldn't probably look, you know, that nice on your arm if you have a little small arm. But yeah. That's cool. So that's how you decide, you know, you tell people to be quiet, don't tell this other person where to put the art at.
Yeah, that's the start of it. I let them kind of choose. And the main thing I say to people, honestly, is like, close your eyes and where do you envision it on yourself?
It's like a meditation.
Yeah, just kind of take that time and where do you see it on yourself, you know, because you got to live with it forever. You know, I mean, that's the reality. That's the start of it, you know.
Right.
And then from there, if it's something where they're like, they totally want something that's not going to work, it's not going to flow and not going to fit, I will let them know my opinion after they make their choice. Like, hey, I think it might not be the best choice here.
Right.
And I just want to let you know that, you know.
And I hope they respect that because you are the professional with about 30 years under your belt.
Yeah, pretty close.
Oh, is it 28 or 30?
It's 28.
28 years to be exact. I mean, I'd still respect your opinion better than, like, the other girlfriend yelling at him, telling him to put it on his back or something.
Yeah, put it on his lower back, give him a little tramp stamp. You know?
That's not good. That's not good. So let's talk about some of the areas that are really painful. Can you, like, let the listeners know where, like, it really hurts to put a tat?
I think, you know, the ribs and the belly are really painful. The underneath the arms, you know, like the inside of the thighs, you know, like in the ditch is basically in your armpit, you know, and the spot in front of your elbow, that's the ditch. And then behind your kneecap, that's like a bad spot, you know.
So that's really painful for
some people. I think a good starter one is the top of the arm, the shoulder, you know. That's a good, like, easy starting point usually.
That's not that painful, huh?
Nope.
All right, cool. So, like, talk a little bit about how to prepare. Like, let's say someone wants to get a tattoo. How should they prepare for their tat?
Well, the first thing they want to do is I would say people to, like, Google references for ideas. You know, kind of look at the direction you want to go in. Compile as many references to what you're thinking as possible. And then from that point, you're going to need to find a reputable shop, you know, to search after and look at their work. And on top of their work, you want to look at their quality of how their cleanliness is.
Right.
You know, and how they are with not cross-contaminating and so forth like that, you know.
Well, we're definitely going to talk about safety because we don't want people to get no infection or anything like that. So right now, let's just go with this first. So when people prepare for their tattoos, is there anything they should, like, take, water or not drink? Or does drinking alcohol make you bleed more? Or what's the deal with all that?
If I work a lot of special events, okay? We, as artists, we don't want somebody coming in buzzed, drunk, and being annoying and moving around and not paying attention to what we're doing. When you do drink, your blood is thinned out. Can it stop us from doing our job? No. You know, we can totally do our job. We recommend, you drink lots of water, you know, and if some people like to take ibuprofen before, that'll kind of cut the edge a little bit. Beyond that, you know, I say just eat a good meal before you go in. You don't want to go in there and not eat any food all day long.
Right.
Potentially your blood sugar level will drop and you can pass out, you know.
Is it from the pain?
Not more or less the pain. It's more like a psychological thing.
Right.
You're kind of like you're built up this anticipation of getting tattooed, like, so high in your head, you know, and then finally when it happens, you, like, crash. It's like a sugar crash, you know what I'm saying? And then next thing you know, you're getting dizzy and you pass out on me.
You're bleeding a little bit.
Yeah, bleeding a little bit, but that ain't the big deal. It's just basically you just pass out. I mean, I've had people in the first couple lines, dude, pass out, do the fish, and throw up on themselves.
Wow.
All in one.
So, to all the listeners, you listen to this guy. He has experience. Don't throw up when you're getting tattooed, okay? Have a meal before you get in the chair. So let's talk a little bit about how early is it too early to get a tat? Like, at what age should people start getting tattooed?
Well, the legal age is 18 in the state of California.
Oh, I didn't know that. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting
me know
that.
That's the legal age. Anything younger than that, if a parent kind of comes in and the artist does it, the artist and the parent can be rang up on child abuse charges for anything under 18.
Whoa.
So, but, you know, I think that anybody getting a tattoo should really contemplate, really think about it for probably a year. You know, it's on you forever. Like, don't just jump the gun and just, you know, first thing I see, I want that. You know, I turn 18.
Yeah, I want, like, 5 crocodiles holding instruments on my ankle or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not a good look. So, I mean, I see a lot of bad tattoos, man. So, like, what can people do to prevent from getting tattooed and having some bad art? And I know you were talking about getting references, but, like, what if they like a piece of art? Like, do you tell them that's not good for you or that's not going to look good? Like, how do you tell them?
Well, if they bring something in that's totally off track, I'll just let them know, like, that's not really going to work out at all for a tattoo. You're trying to put 5 pounds of shit in a 1 pound bag. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's what they do, you know? They want to put 20 things into a 5 inches of a tattoo. That's really not going to work. Like, I will let them know. The best thing about getting a good tattoo, I believe, is finding the artist and looking at the work that they've done and like being referred by word of mouth, you know?
Right.
And seeing their quality.
Right. So at the age limit, you say it's 18. In the state of California, you cannot get tattooed if you're not a legal age of 18. So to all the listeners who are underage, and that's under 18, do not get tattooed because you don't want to get your parents in trouble. So let's talk a little bit about ink and the tones. Like, you know, how do you pick the color? Or, like, how do you decide if it's black's going to work or brown or green? Or how do you decide?
It's, you know, that's mainly up to the customer. You know, the lighter the skin, the brighter the colors will show up on your skin. So the darker the tones of skin, the duller the colors. Like, if I'm doing red on a really dark skin, it's going to be a real dulled and muted color.
Right.
You know, versus somebody who's, like, really, really white, like the inside of their arm or whatever, that red's going to just pop and be vibrant, you know. But it's up to the, you know, the person's style. There's, like, the black and gray style, which a lot of people like to get, you know. So versus, like, a traditional piece, which is primarily just color.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, my own tat, I just preferred one shade. So what is that, like black?
That's black and gray, yeah.
Black and gray. Cool. So to all the listeners, you know, if you're dark, you pick light colors?
Well, you know, it's up to you. Yeah, if you're the lighter you are, you can pick any color. You know what I'm saying? The darker you are, you want to stick with some basic tones, you know?
Right.
I mean, people think when you're darker that you can get white on you, but you really can't. The white's not going to really show up. It's your skin tone's going to come through it. And the same with if you're white and you all of a sudden get a really nasty tan and you get really dark, that's going to turn, like, the color to a real faded, dark, not-looking-good color. So you want to take care of your stuff and wear sunblock after it's done as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, let's talk a little bit about that safety. So what do you do to prevent infections when someone comes into your shop? First of all, tell people where your shop is. Let's plug your shop right now.
My shop's Palace Art Tattoo. It's in Thousand Oaks on Teal Boulevard, you know.
What's the address?
The address is 1779 East Thousand Oaks Boulevard.
And the telephone number.
That's a good question. I never call it, man. We'll have to get to that later. But you can look us up on Facebook at Palace Art Tattoo, and you'll find us on Facebook or the website as well.
And
you know,
there it is, you guys. So I was going to ask you, so how many tattoo artists do you have working there at that shop?
I have 3 currently besides me.
You want to give a shout-out to your artists?
There's Bruno Corso, Devin Francis, and Haven. We just call him Haven.
Yeah. Hey, Haven. Hello, Haven. So that's cool. So, you know, we're talking about decorating the body, listeners. And like I said on my show, it's everything that has to do with the body. Let's talk body talk. And we deal with all the latest techniques, you know, taking care of the body. But today we're talking about tattooing, and that's decorating your body. So we want to make sure that you guys all pick the correct tattoo and the correct shop to get tattooed at. So right now we're going to get into a little bit of the safety and precaution that the tattoo artist takes, which is Glenn West, prior to, you know, tattooing on his client. So let's talk a little bit about the safety and prevention.
You know, the first thing, the first thing that I would recommend for somebody when they come in a shop is to ask them if they've taken bloodborne pathogen courses. Every year, you know, in this state, we recently had regulations passed to where we have to do a bloodborne pathogen every year. We have a health department come in, but it's minimal. What they do is minimal still because it's more about the money for them than anything. But when you come in, you want to ask about the bloodborne pathogens. You want to see how long they've been tattooing. And then the next thing I would recommend is you want to make sure that they're autoclave, and an autoclave is what we sterilize all our needles and tubes and any equipment in. You want to make sure that that thing's spore tested regularly. And what a spore test does is it ensures that it's working properly. So we run a test in there, we send it off monthly, and then we have
And that's inside of the autoclave.
Yeah, that's inside of the autoclave. And then
that machine is used to sterilize the instruments, correct?
Yes, right. Yes.
But you have to like put the instruments inside a little plastic container, right?
A little plastic bag. Like, yeah, we have sterile pouches.
And then you set that inside of the autoclave, and then it heats it up to what temperature?
265 for approximately 30 minutes.
Wow.
You know? So
what if a shop doesn't have this machine? That means they're unfit, correct?
Well, they could be using disposable stuff, which a lot of people use disposables. But if they do, you want to see the lot number. You want to look at the box of disposable stuff, and they'll have a receipt from it when it was. And it has an expiration date on it, and you can look at all that stuff.
Wow, I didn't know that instruments actually have an expiration date, huh?
Yeah, yep.
So to all the listeners, you're listening to this? This is the precaution that you need to take prior to going and, you know, getting tattooed. Make sure you ask people if they do have an autoclave, like when was the last time they had it checked for spores? And what else?
Well, definitely you'd want to check out, you know, with the disposables and check on the disposables. I mean, those are the first things that you want to do in getting a tattoo. And then after that point, you find the reputable, clean shop that's not cross-contaminating. And you can kind of sit there in a shop and see if somebody's got gloves on. Are they answering the phone while they're tattooing on you with their gloves?
Oh, that's bad.
Are they grabbing their soda? Like, there's little things you can kind of, if you sat there and just looked for a little bit, you can see how they work. Like, I change my gloves a whole bunch of times during a tattoo. Once my station's set up, I do not touch nothing else than what's on my plastic throwaway area, which when I'm done, it all goes in the trash. No ink is reused. None of that stuff, you know?
Right. That's important.
Yeah.
So you can identify a shop that's kind of dirty and a shop that's clean.
Yeah, within a couple minutes, I definitely can see a dirty-ass shop.
Hey, no cussing on the air, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, you know what? Some people think that, oh, I'm going to a shop, so everything's going to be equal. But that's not the case.
Right.
Not all shops are created equally. You know? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that that can happen. A dirty person can contaminate a shop within 5 minutes, and the whole shop's dirty.
Right. So make sure that they have the disposable receipt. Make sure that they have – what about, like, do they have to have alcohol in the shop, or what else do you guys use?
Well, we use alcohol to wipe down the skin prior to the tattoo, you know. So the process would be, like, if I'm going to tattoo and we're going to do a stencil design on you, I will rub alcohol on you, clean off the area first. Then I'll put some green soap, shave you. From there, I'll put on the design, you know, and once the process of the tattoo is complete, the aftercare is equally as important. What you do when you leave the shop is equally and as important as what we do when you're in the shop.
Right. Better be, because you might get an infection.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any clients that had an infection? I mean, we're talking medical terms, you know, so I'm thinking patient, but yeah. A client. Have you ever had anyone come in and leave with an infection?
I've never had nobody come in and leave with an infection. I had a family at my old shop about 10, 12 years ago. The whole family got tattooed by different artists, and they all got a staph infection.
Whoa.
And a staph infection is the easiest thing to get when you leave. If you guys ever go to the gym, the equipment is dirty, you know, they wipe it down sometimes or not. That's the easiest place to get a staph infection. It's super contagious, super easy to get. You have an open wound.
Right.
You're going to sit there and touch it. What these people did is they had a lot of animals, and in their house they were really dirty. And what they did was they started sharing ointment to put on their tattoo.
Right, all together.
All together. So once they did that and one of them got contaminated from something at the house, they all got it.
Wow.
You know, and that's something that could be cured from going to the doctor, and you can get through it, you know, but it's definitely going to be some discomfort and a problem for a while.
Right.
And we wouldn't tattoo on anybody who had a staph infection within a year.
Oh, so every time that someone comes in, you ask them those questions?
Yeah, it's on our release form.
Oh, so you guys had a... What, let's talk about the release form. We can't forget the release form. Talk about that. don't leave those important things out. Let's talk about release form.
The release form is basically... It releases us from the liability from us doing the tattoo on them. It gets all their information, and it asks them a whole bunch of questions, like have they, had any sexually transmitted diseases, whatever, staph infection in the last year, HIV, hepatitis,
Wow, would you tat on someone that was HIV positive?
Yeah, of course.
So you've done it?
Yes. Oh yeah, because
it can't contaminate you.
No, I'm like we have to tattoo everybody as if, cuz like how many people are really going to tell the truth when they fill out that release form for one?
Right.
How many other people don't even get tested and they don't even know they have stuff?
Right.
So when I do a tattoo on somebody, it's as if they have everything in my head. So okay. We take every precaution to make sure the environment's clean.
Do you
clean.
Cover your mouth?
No. No, but I don't open my mouth. I'm not right up in there licking on them or nothing.
Right,
you know?
Right.
There's some artists that get really close. They wear masks and stuff like that. It's just I don't get that close to the skin. It's not something I'm worried about. I've been safe this whole time. I just take those precautions, as everyone has everything. And when you're done with the client, you clean all your tools with some stuff that kills everything. Besides
so
everything's wrapped with
what is that friendly. Stuff that you use to kill all the, infections?
Matticide FD is what I use, and it's basically like this medical stuff, and it takes, depending upon what it is, it takes X amount of time to clean it. Mostly everything can be killed within 30 seconds.
Wow.
Hepatitis takes 10 minutes, though. Okay. That's the only one, but pretty much I cover all my instruments with plastic, right? So everything has a barrier film on it, we'll say that way. But also, when I take that plastic off, I still wipe down every single thing with Matticide.
Wow.
Just as a secondary precaution. You know?
Definitely. Take these precautions. That way you're not liable for any infections.
Mm-hmm.
And, you keep everyone safe from getting infections. And, of course, no one wants to take amoxicillin after they get tatted. But that's important. So, excuse me. Let's see. Let's plug your shop again. And to all the listeners, this is Glenn West. And, again, let the people know where your shop is, please.
Yeah, Palace Art Tattoo, 1779 East Thousand Oaks Boulevard in Thousand Oaks.
And what about your Facebook, buddy?
Facebook is Palace Art Tattoo as well. And then we have a website, too, is palaceart.com. Yes, sir.
That's right. To all the listeners, man, it's so important before you decorate your body, make sure that you take all these precautions, make sure that you choose the correct art. Make sure that you talk to other artists and find your shop of your preference, especially one that's cleanliness. So let's just keep it that way. And again, this is David Lona, your host, and I'm reporting for KPCRadio.com.